I get to call myself Master Champion. That is amazing.
Stunning performance by Sergio Garcia. 37 years of age, Brett Ogle, amazing. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, it was amazing. Thoroughly deserved it. He played great all week. I mean, second in greens in regulation, second in driving accuracy. He putted pretty solid. And I guess when you look at it, I mean, some call it destiny because of Seve Ballesteros winning there twice in 1980 and 1983 and being his 60th birthday on Sunday. All the stars fell into place, didn't they?
Yeah, they certainly did. I thought he'd done it, though, when he missed that putt in the 18th for victory.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a bit of controversy surrounding this as well. You can go back to the 13th where he drove it left off the hazard into the bush and took an unplayable lie. And once again, camera got a close-up of when he took the drop. He was moving a few pine needles and the ball moved just ever so slightly. If you have a look at it, you can see the ball just move just a little bit. Oh. Anyway, phone calls into to Augusta National people, and they had a look at it and said the ball didn't move, but you can clearly see the ball move a tiny little bit. So there's a little bit of controversy surrounding it, but he's got the green jacket. Nobody's going to take it off him now.
He's not your cup of tea, is he?
No, not really. No, no. I think he's a little bit over the top and a bit of a wally.
Anyway. Now, did you ever run in with him, or you found him a bit of a wally?
No, I just found him up himself. Yeah, he doesn't. He comes across a lot nicer than what he is in real life. A little bit. Mm. He's all right with the other players and that, but when the public want a little bit of him, he tends to brush them sideways. So
right.
Seen that happen on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that a lot.
No, I hear you. But the crowd were really behind him, weren't they?
Oh, well, I guess a guy that's gone 74 major tournaments without a victory in 4 seconds, 22 top 10 since he's come out on tour in 98. Multiple chances at majors, never got across the line. I guess, people start to feel sorry for a guy, don't they, really? I did a little bit.
Yeah. Well, even
just
you.
Just a little bit.
Even you. Now, mate, would that leave, and this is a terrible title, would that leave Lee Westwood as the best bloke out there not to win a major?
Yes, I would say so. I haven't really thought
about that. Long-term player who's been a great player.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, you have a look at the rest of the guys. I think Westwood's well ahead. I mean, Sergio was 74 events before he won a major. Tom Kite was next best when he won the US Open in 92 at Pebble Beach. He'd gone 72 majors. Mark O'Meara had gone nearly 60. But Lee Westwood's got to be well and truly right up there now. I would dare say you're spot on with that call. I think his days are probably gone too, because you look at the way that he putts under pressure when he leads tournaments or gets near the lead. Lee Westwood, he's not getting across the line as well as he used to 10 years ago.
I thought Adam was going to make a move, mate. He probably had the last ditch attempt on the par 5, didn't he? And he put in the drink, but never quite got going for him.
Fourth in greens in reg. You know, it's a good stat. He's hitting a lot of greens. He's getting a lot of chances. But once again, I mean, Augusta Greens can really find you out if you've got some suspect putting like Adam has, and it found him out. So fourth in greens and reg, that's terrific ball striking. Garcia was second, but Scotty finished too many mistakes. He finished seven back of Rose and Garcia. But geez, you could probably look at a whole bunch of putts that Scotty missed and only finished seven back. He had plenty of chances to win, that's for sure.
Yep, and Curtis Luck, mate, the young amateur, got to stay on course there at Augusta, Georgia. He turns pro now, and I think the Valero Texas Open will be his first event.
Yeah, we spoke about him last week, didn't we, whether he turned pro, and I thought he may well just stay amateur and get some experience this year. He's only 22, I think he is, and used the US Open and the US and the Open Championship as some learning curves, but he's decided to turn pro, and you're right, the Valero Texas Open after this week's RBC Heritage will be his first event as a pro. And look, I guess, you know, he's done everything as he could as an amateur, but still, I probably would have used the rest of the year as a stepping stone to the pro ranks and play as many pro tournaments as I could as an amateur, like Bryson DeChambeau has.
Mm. Now,
are you ready? Go for it.
It all moves on, mate. We've got the Heritage this week. Who do you like?
Yeah, South Carolina, Harbortown, one of the shortest courses on the PGA Tour this week and very small green. So it's really, it comes down to putting this week. And look, guys like Brandon Grace is the defending champion. I mean, he wouldn't have backed him in a lifetime last year to win the tournament. And it's a quirky event. It's hard to pick a winner this tournament, really. If you have a look at some of the winners, it's just really awkward. Matt Kuchar seems to play well at this event. Very straight.
Yeah, he finished well, didn't he?
He had a hole in one, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did off the Masters.
Had an ace, yeah.
Yeah, he finished fourth there at Augusta. He won this tournament in 2014. So, look, he will be there or thereabouts. And you know what? I mean, you take a look at the odds this week. It's Matt Kuchar's the favourite at $15. It's a very open market this week. There's guys like Will McGirt. Now, who? Will McGirt's coming off a good finish at the Masters last week.
Yeah.
He generally plays good at this event. And if you take a look at his odds, he's where is he? Jeez, it's $51. Kevin Kisner is another guy that plays well here. He finished second here 2 years ago. He's $26. But, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, he finished fourth at this tournament last year, and he's coming off a second place 2 weeks ago in Puerto Rico. He's $36, so I'm gonna snavel him up and have a little piece at Bryson DeChambeau to win this week. Bads won this tournament 6 or 7 years ago and always puts in a good performance here, so I've got him as top Aussie, just ahead of Cam Smith, who this golf course suits unbelievably short, tight, and that's Cameron Smith's game. Not a long hitter, but very straight. So it'll be a toss-up between Baddeley and Cam Smith for top Aussie this week.
Good on you, mate. Well done. And Drummond Golf, no doubt, doing massive business over the Augusta, Georgia, as we head into the US Open, I think, it's in June.
Yeah, look forward to that. It's going to be terrific. But, yeah, get online if you can't get down to the stores. drummondgolf.com.au for all your specials. Good on you, lads. Have a great week.
Thanks, Bogues.
There, boys.
Well done. Brett Ogle.